Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Button catches it and throws to first to double up Lump. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kravitz hits a line drive towards short. Budden catches it and throws to first to double up Bauer. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Budden strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larson moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Larson moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larson scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Marty Cutina now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Davis now pitching. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.